Good evening. Welcome to Left, Right and Centre. I'm Vishnu Shom. On the programme tonight, Prime Minister Modi cancels his programme in Punjab today after a massive security breach left him stuck on a highway for 20 minutes because of protesting farmers. In a spiralling row in election season, the BJP has accused the Punjab's ruling Congress of murderous intentions. Chief Minister Charanjit Singh Channi, denying any lapse, says he would die for the Prime Minister, but he was never in any danger. That's going to be our first debate. Also on the show tonight, the government says those senior citizens and frontline workers getting their precautionary dose, in other words, a booster from the 10th of this month, will get a third shot of the same vaccine. Is this the best solution when the world moves towards a mix and match solution? But first, our big debate, the big politics which we've been seeing in Punjab today. Let's bring you a couple of the details. Now, the Prime Minister was stuck on a flyover in Punjab. The question that the BJP is asking is, did the Punjab Chief Minister ignore an SOS? Was the police not good enough in Punjab to ensure perimeter security? Now, when this all did take place, security ring-fenced the Prime Minister, and it's been reported by the Home Ministry as being a major security lapse. The Prime Minister's convoy was blocked for 20 minutes by protesters. The Home Ministry says it is an unacceptable major lapse of security. They want a report from the Punjab police. As a result of this, the Prime Minister cancelled his visit in Punjab, which was meant for Hosseiniwala. He returned to Bhatinda. The BJP says that this is the single biggest security lapse of any Prime Minister in years. It all began because the Prime Minister was unable to board his helicopter because of poor weather in the area. The BJP, however, some say that there were some BJP flags which could be seen among the protesters in the area. So who were these protesters? Again, this is an allegation which has been made. The Congress says no security shortcomings, no security breach. The Congress says the Prime Minister returned not because of protesters, but because the BJP's rally was a flop. The BJP says that the Punjab Prime Minister, I beg your pardon, Chief Minister, initially refused to take phone calls. But Mr. Channi, the Chief Minister, says, I express regret that we had to return. We respect our Prime Minister. Well, joining us now, Pawan Khera, spokesperson of the Congress, Alok Vats, the BJP leader, Raghav Chadda of the Aam Aadmi Party, also the co-in-charge of the Punjab elections for his party. Let me go across to you first, Mr. Vats. Why do you believe that there was murderous intent, or not you, but some other leaders of the BJP, believe there was murderous intent on the part of the Congress in Punjab?
See, first of all, let me tell you one thing, that the Prime Minister, when he decided to take the road route to the rally, the Cabinet Secretary and the BJP were well informed. As it is, when the Prime Minister moves to any state or any place, all the concerned agencies are well in prior information of his route. And suddenly, where from these farmers came? How did they come to know that the Prime Minister is going to take this route? And why did the police not ensure a smooth passage for the Prime Minister? So, all this leads that there was something wrong.
Okay, so Mr. Khera, respond to that. That how is it that these protesters suddenly emerged when the local police had been told the PM may be using that route?
Vishnu, first of all, any last-minute change in a VVIP's program is decided by the SPG. I've been in government for 15 years. We've conducted several ASLs for SPG protectees when they come for a rally in Delhi or any other program in Delhi. I have personally attended dozens of ASLs, advanced security liaisons. So I don't think the Prime Minister, it befits the stature of the Prime Minister to talk the language he spoke in today, attributed to him. I don't know whether ANI is to be believed or not, but it's said that he said, Dhanyavaad dena apne mukhyamantri ko ki main zinda laut. This doesn't befit a Prime Minister. He is everybody's Prime Minister. He should stop behaving like a BJP leader. For God's sake, he's my Prime Minister as well as Vishnu Soam's Prime Minister. So, fair enough, they are protesters. Now, if Satpal Malik, I think, is right, then today it gets proved that the Prime Minister definitely said what Satpal Malik claims he said to him, ki ye mere liye thode hi mare the.
No, let's talk about this situation in Punjab, sir.
Sorry, boss, you can't interrupt. I am talking about farmers. You don't want me to talk about farmers, I'll keep quiet. But don't interrupt me.
No, I get to ask the questions, Mr. Khera.
I get to give my answers.
No, Mr. Khera, you've made your point. I'm trying to ask you about the specific situation today.
You cannot stop me from making my point. It is linked with today's situation. Why is the Prime Minister...
You are detouring from the real point.
Mil lete sahab. Mil lo protesters se. Sheila Dixit Mukhya Mantri thi. Protest unke ghar ke bahar hote the. Milte thi jaakar. Kya hai milne mein? Kya problem hai aap?
Okay, all right. Okay.
Koi paraye hain?
Rather, in election, let me, Mr. Khera, I'll come back to you. Half a sec. I'll come back to you. Let me go across to Raghav. Raghav, is this essentially politics or between the Congress and the BJP, and you, of course, are very much in the middle of it all in Punjab now? Or was there a serious security lapse and violation where the Prime Minister may have been threatened?
Well, first of all, Vishnu, the security of the Honorable Prime Minister of India is a non-partisan issue. It is an issue that is above party politics. And if there has been a breach in his security, if there has been a lapse in his security, then it is a matter of investigation. I can't comment on how major or how minor the lapse was, but apparently what we have been given to understand and what video footage has been furnished in the public domain, it appears that there has been a lapse. And therefore, it is a matter of concern. It is a matter of investigation.
Number one, by who?
Number two... Vishnu, something that is a matter of investigation because, number one, it is the responsibility of the state government, which has law and order and police under its jurisdiction, which is a full state, that is the state of Punjab, to ensure a safe passage for the convoy of the Prime Minister, number one. Number two, of course, the SPG is also required to sanitize the entire route of an SPG protectee, which in this case happens to be the Prime Minister.
Right.
Now, I am not commenting on whether the Channi government intentionally did this or whether the Channi government is an incompetent government that cannot handle law and order. I am not on the intent or the incompetence of this government because that is a matter of investigation and
So you are saying that it's a security concern that needs to be investigated. That's your bottom
number
line.
Number one, it needs to be investigated, Vishnu, merely because it is not about the individual Narendra Modi. It is not about the BJP leader.
All right, it's about the institution of the Prime Minister of India.
And the institution of the Prime Minister's office, point number one. Point number two, give me 15 more seconds, Vishnu, please. The fact also remains, and howsoever unconnected this may be with the event that happened today, that the rally of the Prime Minister was a complete flop. The ground was empty. Seats weren't full. And no one, literally nobody showed up to listen to the Prime Minister.
All right, one second. Now, you made a political point over there while promising not to make it a political this thing. I must allow Mr. Vats to respond to that.
I've said this that it's unconnected with this.
What Raghav is saying is something the Congress has also alleged. And so do answer this question, Mr. Vats. And the question is this. Apparently, no one was interested in the Prime Minister's meeting, his rally. And therefore, he returned when he realized nobody was showing up.
Vishnu, let me tell you one thing. If this information was there that there was nobody to listen to him, then he should have gone back from Bathinda itself. Why did he take the road route to go to that Surajpur? All this is nonsense. This is all fabricated stories they are telling. You see, he chose to take the route and reach the venue where he was stopped midway. A prime minister of this country, his convoy stopped. Is it not the responsibility of the state government to give him a smooth passage?
All right, let's try and get a little bit more on whose responsibility it was. One second, Raghav, I want to go across to CP Singh, the former IG police and chief of the Rapid Action Force Punjab. Mr. Singh, here was our Prime Minister on top of a flyover for 15 to 20 minutes, closer to 20 we are told. He was stuck over there with protesters in the front, a convoy in the back and traffic possibly in the back as well. What sort of a security threat did this represent?
I'd like to submit one thing. Irrespective, let us leave the rally on one side. Whether the people were there or not, that is not the issue. The issue is that he could not go on a particular route and therefore he has to abandon his place and go away. I am talking about the security lapse.
Yes.
I'll confine myself only to the security lapse.
Yes.
I will absolutely talk in a professional and objective manner.
Yes, sir. Please
I tell you, you very well know that SPGC was created for the security of the Prime Minister. A.
Yes.
B. SPGC before it plans a visit, visits the concerned state, and it stays there for 2-3 days. Each and every area is seen by them. Each and every road is seen by them, of course, in coordination with the state police. Again, each and every place is sanitized under their ken, under their eye, particularly the point where the rally is to be conducted. The alternative routes are decided. The place of a second home, as we call it, that if something happened, where will it go, that is decided. Unfortunate happening may happen, the hospital is decided. Everyone is in consonance and in harmony with each other to frame the program, the entire tour of the Prime Minister, maybe 1 hour. So here there is, it definitely lapsed. Lapsed in the sense that when SPGC was there, was that coordination conducted? Did the SPG officer came there and checked each and every area?
Okay, got it, sir. So therefore, you point to certain security concerns. Mr. Khera, I'm just trying to understand, if there was no security mistake made by the Punjab government or the Punjab police, why did Chief Minister Channi say, I express regret that he had to return? We respect our Prime Minister.
Mr. Soham, give me one minute.
Obviously, Vishnu, if there is a Prime Minister's visit in any state, irrespective of which party governs that state, yes, after all, he's the Prime Minister. He's coming on an official tour. It was not just a political tour. It was also an official tour. Obviously, I'll feel bad if somebody comes to my house and he's unable to make it to my house. He's unable to address the rally. Of course, there was no one to address there, unfortunately for him. But well, let me just stick to the official program of it. As Chief Minister of a state, I am glad Mr. Channi has shown the right approach. He's conducted himself in a very correct manner by apologizing, by expressing regret that, you know, I wish you could come. I wish I could demand whatever demands I had to make of you.
How would you respond to those who say that the Congress organized these farmer protests and, you know, the people who blocked the route? That's an allegation.
The videos that I just saw on your channel, on NDTV,
which showed that apparently there were flags of the BJP, right?
So how, I mean, what on earth are we
but
thinking
that, that the question remains, anybody can fly a BJP flag,
Vishnu,
sir.
Fair enough. I mean, I wish we were that clever like the BJP. But anyway.
Mr. Watts, half a second.
I'll give you a very small example of the Prime Minister's visit to Varanasi.
BJP
there is an area called Lanka in Varanasi. Can you ask this gentleman or whoever he is not to interrupt, please?
Alokji, I'll come to you next. Alokji, I promise you, don't worry. I will come to you next. It's your turn to answer next. Let Mr. Khera finish his point in 30 seconds. Please go ahead, sir.
A few years ago, Prime Minister visited his constituency. There were girls of BHU protesting in the Lanka area of Varanasi. The Prime Minister's security, SPG, decided to change his route. He went to his program. Just because it's a BJP-ruled state, you don't dramatize everything. But the moment it's an opposition-ruled state, you start demonizing the state government, demonizing the police, demonizing the entire state. How? What are you trying to say, that entire Punjab against the Prime Minister is after his life? What are you trying to do? You are undermining a very important state of this country just your petty politics.
Okay, petty politics, undermining Punjab. That's your allegation. Mr. Watts, you had a point to make. Go ahead.
It sounds very hilarious what Mr. Khera is saying, that it was the BJP workers with the flags of BJP who were trying to stop their Prime Minister.
They were saying Zindabad. It sounds very hilarious. Video. Was Zindabad kar rahe the. Hilarious
it must have been planted by you
people.
It must have been planted by you people. In the bar box, making the BJP workers, they were all Congress people.
Hame to khud hi sarma dekh kar ki 700 log aaye. और
Mr. Khera, one second. It's only fair that he replies. Mr. Khera, let him make his point. Mr. Khera, please let Mr. Watts make his point. One minute. Mr. Watts, please make your point. Yes. Pavanji, now you're being unfair, sir. Pavanji, you're being unfair. Let him make his point. I can't hear him. I can't hear him.
Vishnu, I am worried about my Prime Minister.
I am sure you are, so let him to express his view, sir.
If my Home Minister says...
Look, sir, I've got only 30 seconds left.
Then I'm worried about my Prime Minister.
Mr. Gera, this is not... We try not to be one of those rabble-rousing, shouting type channels. But I can only ensure that if you let the other guest answer...
I can tell you that Mr. Gera has no point to make.
As a citizen, as an Indian, I'm worried.
He's getting numbers in front of Rahul Gandhi very well.
Desh ka Gera Mantri aisi baatein karega.
All right. Okay, well, we are done with time. Mr. Khera didn't allow anybody else to answer. But we are done with time.
This is what Congress people do.
All right. Look, we'll leave it over there. It is a breach of security. And then bring down sounds, please. Need to wrap this up. Can't have it like this. A breach of security, no doubt. But in political season, election season, is this something also deeply connected with what's happening on the ground politically in the state? Lots of questions coming in on coup, as you would expect. Navdeep writes in, did the Congress government deliberately risk the Prime Minister's safety? Smita Desai says, if you are in the Prime Minister's place, you will also announce everywhere that you got saved. All human beings, psychology is the same, and because the Congress failed in politics, now they are doing Gundaism. All right. Well, from that situation over there to something which is, in the context of more people in the country, far more profound, the entire issue of boosters and vaccines, the health ministry making an important point today that those who are to get their precautionary dose, in other words, a booster, from the 10th of this month, who are those people? Those who are above 60 with comorbidities, frontline workers and doctors, they will get their third dose of the same shot. So if they've had two shots of Covaxin, the third will be Covaxin. If there were two shots of Covishield, the third will be Covishield. Does this make sense when the entire world is mixing and matching vaccines?
Senior citizens above 60, healthcare and frontline workers will finally get a booster. But it will be a one-third dose of the same vaccine that they have received. Not a mix and match, as is the global practice.
The precautionary vaccine dose that will be given to healthcare workers, frontline workers and individuals 60 years and above with comorbidities will be the same vaccine as has been given to them previously. Those who have received Covaxin will receive Covaxin. Those who have received the primary two doses of Covishield will receive Covishield.
But this decision may change as more data emerges. But the big question remains, when will all eligible adults get a booster, particularly since Omicron is growing exponentially? To this, there is no answer yet. Significantly, the government has cautioned about the use of Molnupiravir, the anti-COVID drug which is being manufactured in India despite getting emergency use authorization.
We have to remember that this drug has major safety concerns. It can cause teratogenicity and what you have mentioned, mutagenicity, and it also can cause cartilage damage and can also be damaging to muscles also. So it is not included in the National Task Force treatment. The WHO has not included it. The UK has not included it as of now.
For now, India's policy on the rollout of boosters remains slow, with lakhs of citizens having received their second dose more than 6 months back. Two drugs, Corbivax by Biological E and Covovax, have been cleared for use in India, but there is no policy announcement on their use. Even the Covovax, known as Novavax abroad, is being manufactured and exported by the Serum Institute of India. With Meher Pandey, Bureau Report, NDTV.
All right, well, joining us now, Dr. Maharshi Desai of the Gujarat State COVID Task Force, also Dr. Om Srivastava, member of the Maharashtra COVID Task Force. Dr. Maharshi Desai, let me come to you first, sir. You know, we are going with the third dose for all of you. You're all doctors, you'll also get it. Is this the ideal solution that your third dose will be of the vaccine you've received so far?
Well, there are two things. Number one, regarding the timing of the booster dose.
Yeah.
Now, as we all know, we are in the midst of a major epidemic of third wave, Omicron variant. I would have preferred as a doctor to have received my booster dose probably 15 days, a month ago.
Right.
So if I am going to take a vaccine today, probably it will not give that additional immunity which I am expecting from this booster
days.
Dose.
Right.
Yeah. So what is the situation which is going to be after 14 days? It's anybody's guess. So theoretically, I would have preferred to take it before 14 days rather than today or maybe after 14 days. Correct. So this is one. Second is regarding this mixing. Now, see, the science is in evolution. Given the data which we have available, there is a case for both heterologous vaccine policy and a homologous vaccine policy. Heterologous means a mixing and matching of the vaccine. Now, you can argue that...
Dr. Desai, what is the efficacy of a third dose of Covaxin? Have you come across any study, sir?
See, as of now, the studies are still on. So that's why we are waiting for the definitive data as
so
regards
therefore,
to,
without knowing the efficacy, we've gone ahead with the third dose of Covaxin. There is a study for Covishield, but again, efficacy numbers, I'm not sure.
Yes. So as and when data would be available, I'm sure that the policy matters would change.
Sure. So let me go across to Dr. Srivastav. Dr. Srivastav, are you happy with the solution? I ask because the entire world is doing a mix and match. We have something called Corbevax. It's a wonderful Indian vaccine, apparently. We've got another vaccine which is made in India, which is being exported, called Covovax, Novovax internationally. There are studies which show that apparently that works well as a third dose. It's being exported from India, so it's being built over here. It's manufactured over here. Should all of you doctors not have got a different dose?
Thank you, Vishnu, for inviting me on your show. And thank you for all the incisive questions, as usual, you know, given the nature of the discussion. I agree with you. I think that, you know, if we are going to stick to only one set of vaccines that will be offered to the entire population, I think that there may be some amount of advantage that we are keeping away from those people who will benefit. It's especially the high-risk population. Having said that, the evidence that we are looking for from our own data, I'm not saying that it is, let us replicate evidence out of India or that's come out of, you know, the UK has got two sets of documents which are very good, very robust. The US has about three or four set of documents. The US, the study is of smaller numbers. The UK is bigger numbers. And the ones that are still out of Europe are still a work in progress. But all of these studies indicate that there is potential in giving more benefit because naturally your immune system reacts differently to that kind of a vaccine if it is mixed and matched. If you look at previous vaccines that we have used, they're all recombinant and they're all a combination mm-hmm. of vaccines that will work in different ways. So I think that this may be a policy that is relevant and accurate at this time. But I have a feeling that we are probably going to revise this policy in the very foreseeable future.
Dr. Desai, do you believe that now that we've delayed the rollout of vaccines, boosters, so long, people have been crying for these boosters now for more than a month because Omicron was coming, the whole world knew it. Do you believe that the rollout now needs to be for all eligible adults?
Yes, definitely. We all Indians, all eligible Indians should receive a booster vaccine. Now the problem is logistics. How are we going to vaccinate 100 crore plus population
in the middle of an Omicron wave?
In the middle of a epidemic. So, of course, we have to prioritize. Our elderly. A priority is with comorbidities. Priority is with our frontline workers and people who would be directly in contact with the COVID patients. So, of course, they would get the priority. But everybody eventually should receive a booster dose. And that's the policy which is followed world over.
You know, Dr. Srivastav, this is an important point. There is an exponential rise which is taking place now as far as Omicron numbers across India are concerned, particularly our big cities. Even in the next couple of days, if there is an announcement that takes place, how are we going to roll these vaccines out even if the vaccines are available? Because just the process of receiving a booster would be dangerous.
True. Yes, it would be a little bit tricky, a little bit complicated. But that's the kind of situation that we are in. You know, we'll need to manage the Omicron crisis, the bed crisis, the high risk category of patients, the ones who are most deserving for the vaccine. We'll have to handle all of that together. I don't think that there's going to be a watertight compartment for any one of these situations. And so, you know, every individual city hospital, every individual state, every, you know, part of the country, we will need to have a policy that works best in the time that's available, because there's no point delaying a booster dose because the number of patients with Omicron are going to be overwhelming. You'll have to find something in between that itself. So
Right. Those
patients who are recovering from an infection now, when is the best time to give them a booster dose? Is it 5 days after they've recovered from the infection? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, those are very specific information Sure. That you need. But we will still need to look at what is the best evidence. And of course, in these situations, we'll probably need to look at what is the evidence from out of the country and then adapt a policy that is going to be the most fruitful for us, for India.
Well, I'd like to thank you, gentlemen, very much for joining us. And I'm sure both of you would agree when I say that at this juncture, the ultimate booster for all of us is the mask. Without masking, we are unsafe. Whether it's doctors, whether it's children, vaccines, great news. But we need to mask. A reminder from all of us on this program, please do mask, particularly in a situation like this. We'll take a short break.